Today's episode of News AF is 60 seconds away, but first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsors for today's episode, and those are friends over at True Car, because when you're looking to buy a car, you want to make sure you're getting the real pricing on the actual factual inventory. Unfortunately, sometimes that is not the case. People can configure a car online, only to later find out that that car is not available, but with True Car, you get real pricing on that actual factual inventory, and not just pricing offered by True Car, pricing offered from the actual dealer, and not just any old dealer, a True Car certified dealer. This is a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. With True Car, you can easily find the car that you want, and True Car will show you what other people in your area paid for the same car you're looking for. Now you know what a fair price is, and you will feel confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to True Car users by the True Car Certified Dealer Network, and there's over 13,000 certified dealers nationwide. You'll work directly with a True Car Certified Dealer contact, and best of all, True Car users save an average of over $3,000 off of MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to News AF, where we're going to be talking about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of November 14th, 2017, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, what? It's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, It's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
We're back here, News AF, talking about all of the most interesting news stories with the News AF gang. Here he is, master golfer Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I got a few updates on our Arizona lifestyle.
Oh,
I go golfing twice a week. I ride my bike once in a while. I go outside every day. We have two pools. Whoa. I have a neighborhood pool and I have a larger community pool. And we haven't started pickleball yet, but I'm going to get some pickleball
what,
rackets.
What is,
yeah, what is that?
It's tennis for old people, I think, because it's on a smaller court with a ball that doesn't bounce as much.
Pickleball. Invite someone to play pickleball. That could be trouble.
That's how a lot of these invite Hollywood celebrities got taken down. Inviting people for pickleball.
Well, I already put out an ad on Craigslist that said, dude's interested in pickleball, and then put my address on
That's the best place
to
put
it. Wait, you didn't say pickleball like was this. Yeah, well, you clearly accepted the invitation, so I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, exactly. I leave it up to my own interpretation.
Yes, all right. Here is a man, a pickleball Hall of Famer, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, my hands hurt from all the pickleball. I've been taking a
all
break.
All the pickleballing you've been doing.
Yeah, I don't even have to put ads on Craigslist. I've got people volunteering all the time to play pickleball with me.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot of big stories to get to. I am now back
in
my
story. First, though.
Yes.
I'm still running internet off of my T-Mobile hotspot. I got an alert this morning that I've used 80 gig of data in a week.
But you have unlimited, right?
I have unlimited, but it
They'll
starts
throttle,
throttling
yeah.
off at 50 if you're the top 3% of users in the country.
So you got to hope that
I'm trying
people...
to become the top 3%.
The top 3%er. The rest of us 97%ers have to live off your scraps.
Yeah. You can't even fathom how much data I use.
Yeah, I saw that T-Mobile was upgrading to a gigabit data network. Do you
That's
see that,
good.
Danny?
I don't.
No,
faster?
I can't load any pages because Tyson's sucking up all the internet.
Sucked up
so
all the
I'm
juice.
Actually I'm unable to load up the news because Tyson's just sucking.
Here's
it all
a question
up.
From Jamie who wants to know, how much do Danny and Tyson miss each other? Danny, do you miss your lunch dates with Tyson?
Let me tell you, when Tyson was here, it was just comforting knowing that he was always nearby and I could sense his presence. And if we wanted to play a game of pickleball with each other, we could. Now, all of that's impossible. And there is kind of like a cold void in my life. It's hard to describe, but it's there.
When Danny and I met each other, we probably saw each other 6 out of 7 days of the week minimum for a long time. And then when he had kids, I'd see him like 4 out of the 7 days. And then when I stopped working out, I'd see him 0 of the 7 days.
But you could always feel my presence, my warm presence.
But I could always feel your presence.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. While I'd sleep, I would definitely feel him watching.
Yeah, he would leave his FaceTime on, and I'd just watch him sleep just to make sure he was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tune in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just go ahead and watch, like a baby monitor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So when Danny would wake up to go exercise, he'd look at the baby monitor real quick
make sure
I was still sleeping.
Yeah.
Then when he'd finish exercising his 40-mile run, he'd come and check in and make sure I was still asleep.
He was still asleep.
Yeah. Would you be able to intercom in and say, okay, sleep tight?
Mm-hmm. No, I would never interrupt his sleep. Okay. He could tell from my eyes, they're usually wide open in a glaring stare, and that's comforting to Tyson, just to know that I'm staring at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson, could you feel being watched by Danny?
Yes. It's very comforting. It's like the only blanket I need.
All right. Let's dive into some of these amazing stories that we have once again this week. And today, it's only November 14th, but the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit, is all around us. And there's even the country's first person lined up for Black Friday and has been for a week.
Wow. I can guarantee this guy's
right amount of time.
This guy's in the top 3% of data users on T-Mobile.
He's using up all the data. This is a man in Laredo, Texas, and he has set up a tent outside of his local Best Buy so that he will be the first person in line to go into this Best Buy store on Black Friday.
He's probably just a homeless guy who isn't aware that he set up a tent, but he's getting cut a ton of slack.
Danny.
Yeah.
That should the homeless then start squatting outside of retail spots and then sell their spot in the line for hundreds of dollars come Black Friday, Tyson?
Genius idea. Also, they won't be harassed by the authorities for setting up camp in places.
Yeah. Wow.
Here's what they need to do. Homeless. Here's what you do. First of all, you make your way to where there's good weather year-round. I don't know why you're homeless in, like, the Great White North, frozen, like, northern territories of Canada.
Is it street cred, Tyson? Living on the street cred?
Dude, it is definitely street cred. If you are homeless in, like, Minnesota in December.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Why are you doing that to yourself? You could be walking, spending your days walking south. And then, when you get there, do Black Friday, I mean, that's only once in a while, but if you can find grand openings, like
ticket sales, movie theater.
Anything like that, just set up camp right there.
Wow. So really, Tyson, you could turn being homeless into a very profitable experience. First off, Danny loves to camp.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
And then you guys could just be being homeless.
Post up at the Apple store.
Go from different opening to opening and then be making bank with no expenses.
And occasionally getting into sweet deals and concerts.
Yeah.
Because you'd have the money to now afford these tickets.
Exactly.
Right. No, this is amazing, but I don't get the sense that this person is a homeless person. He's just waiting for the deal from Best Buy.
Well,
what is he?
What is the deal that he's expecting to get?
Because
I've been to Best Buy, and their USB cables are like $35 for a 3-foot USB cable.
Yeah, often they are the worst buy.
Yeah, they're only $20 with this with the deal he's going to get.
He's
going to
buy
Friday.
Five of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so here, I have a news report about this guy. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Keeping one man from doing all he can to be first in line at the Laredo Best Buy. If you've been there over the past few days, you may have noticed the tent set up right outside the doorway. That's one man claiming his spot as the first person in line for all those Black Friday deals. When the day finally arrives, he'll have been in line for 17 days. Now, while he was a little shy when he went to talk to him, he did answer a few questions for us off camera.
Okay.
So,
I look forward to this time of year because I know I have...
Oh, he doesn't speak English. They have to translate him.
Okay.
Okay. He was a real guy. I thought that maybe this might be a publicity stunt. I thought that maybe Best Buy might be like, oh, look, we've already got people signed up here.
That's a good idea.
Already waiting to get in here. But then there was nobody in the tent.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea for Best Buy, to just put up tent, display tents with mannequins inside, outside the door of every Best Buy to trick people into thinking there's great deals. Then when they've wasted...
In conjunction with Cabela's.
Yeah, then when they've wasted 3 days or 4 days or a week sitting in line, they'll feel compelled to buy so they don't feel as stupid when they go home. And then they'll lie about the sweet deal they got. That's a great idea.
This could be the move to save retail. I mean, could we get some of these potentially unused sex robots to be converted to shopping robots to just be like pushing carts around like retail stores? Because you go in a store, nobody's in there, like, oh, this place must not be any good. But then if you had all of these shoppers, you know, walking around the store, I think you'd feel like, boy, I better get some of these deals before everybody else gets them.
Here's the other thing. What algorithm did this guy use to decide that 17 days prior was the day he knew he was going to be first? I feel like you could go 3 days, maybe even 2 days prior and still be first in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did kind of biff it in that it seems like many other days have passed and nobody else is there yet.
And he's still first in line.
Rob, I thought you were going to suggest that they move all the sex couches in front of retail stores, which also might be a good move.
Yeah. So maybe should that be where people go and deposit used furniture outside of retail locations so people set up shop for Black Friday and advertise?
Yes.
Oh, there must be good deals. All these people are sitting out here.
Yep. I think this is the perfect time of year to put your furniture in front of Best Buy.
Yeah, that should be part of the holiday tradition of like move out your furniture and go put it in front of the Best Buy so you can get your Christmas tree in there.
Stains, you know, Cracker Barrel has furniture outside theirs year round, those stupid rocking chairs.
Yeah, I just would love to know what is the specific deal he's waiting on.
Yeah, well,
I would like that too.
We won't be able to find out unless we've got a translator.
Yeah. Well, they did have a translator.
I do wonder if, because he's probably not from America, if he doesn't understand what Black Friday is. So he's like, I'm going to hedge my bets and sit through a couple Fridays. And I know that it's around their Thanksgiving holiday. So he's just playing it safe.
Yeah. So he feels like that maybe that Black Friday has been misrepresented.
Because I know whenever I go to another country, I'll be sitting there looking around at all the people and they'll be celebrating something. I'll be like, what's going on? And then it'll be like Best Deal Day or the
Best Deal Day. When is that?
Or the moon holiday in China
best
or whatever.
Best Deal.
Oh.
Not
they
Best
should make
Deal.
Best Deal Day. Really, that could really spark.
I said Best Deal, not Best Deal, but Steel.
You said Best Steal.
Yeah, with an A, not an E, but Best Deal Day is actually way better. I guess Friday is Best Deal Day.
That's what all of the stores in France should call it, Best Deal Day, and really mark down.
Is this Friday, Black Friday?
No, next week.
It's next Friday. But why would you go to a store when you could just sit in your sweatpants at home and shop online? That's what I've never understood.
Or not do any shopping at all.
Yeah.
Not as fun.
Just because you can get deals doesn't mean you should spend money.
Wise words, Tyson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, maybe that this guy will end up sparking so much more interest in Black Friday camping, and that could be its own thing, Danny. Maybe Black Friday camping will be a year-round sport.
That would be pretty neat for the homeless.
Yeah. Should the deals be better in the colder climates?
I think so. I think that the deal should be equal to the suffering.
You think?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So, like, when you are, like, in, let's say, in New York in January or February, when girls are waiting outside the club and they don't want to bring their jackets in, so they're out there and they're, like, what reward do those women get?
Free drinks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about the men when they're muscle-ribbed tees?
They should
free drinks.
Get free drinks. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So free drinks for everybody. How does the bar make their money? If you bring a jacket in, you don't get free drinks.
Yeah. They rent jackets to people in line.
Yeah. Tyson, in this world, everybody is either buying drinks or having drinks bought for them. There's only two kinds of people in this world. You're either the drink buyer or the free drink getter.
Or the drink getter.
Yeah. That's it. And you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I, Okay, so which one are you, Rob?
I don't think I've ever. Well, I have. People have bought me drinks, but it's only like in the context of like, hey, I like this podcast. Here's a free drink.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but never before I started a podcast did I ever have a drink.
You never got a free drink before.
I mean, I'm
really?
Sure I got a free drink somewhere along the line, but not not for any other reason.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's talk about another.
I don't go to clubs.
Yeah. If you drank, Tyson, boy, you'd be up to your eyeballs in free drinks.
Oh, my God. Swimming in free alcohol.
Don't accept any drinks from Bill Cosby, though, if he sidles
up
to
you. Watch out for that. Watch out for that.
Yeah.
Even on Best.
You'll warn me if Bill Cosby gives me a drink, right?
Yeah.
That'll be my job because I'll be watching from FaceTime.
Right. There's nobody lines up outside of a bar early to get in for the drink specials.
No,
nobody does.
Yeah.
There's the one guy who thinks that that's going to draw a big crowd in, so he'll show up, but he'll be there by himself for a couple hours.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe retail stores that, you know, there's so much talk about how they're all going out of business. Maybe they should be doing like Black Friday every Friday of like, hey, get in the store at 7 a.m. and there's really good deals.
Can you imagine a world with zero retail stores, like driving down the street? What are they going to do? Can they demolish all those buildings, or are those all just going to be Amazon storage facilities?
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of malls going out of business.
A lot of check cash stores, or whatever those are called.
Yeah, cash checks,
check cash, whatever.
Cash for gold.
Yeah.
Gold exchange stores. That's what would take place because now nobody has any money because they're spending it all
pawn shops.
Yeah. Well, they don't know what to do with those big retail spaces now because these malls that are closing down and these big department stores that nobody wants to go to anymore, they don't know what to do. Like, there's some thought of, like, turning them into, like, places where there's, like, a lot of different restaurants is an idea. But the millennials prefer, rather than, like, possessions, they prefer experiences.
So there's some it's going to be a bunch of...
Right. Do you turn these malls...
A bunch of virtual reality.
virtual reality. Reality, or do you convert
malls
into like indoor climbing walls and like escape rooms and things like that?
Laser tag arena.
Yeah. So that's where we're headed. Okay. Another holiday themed story as these holiday stories are starting to really make the news, that there was a new report that was out says that Christmas music can actually harm your mental health. That's according to a psychologist in Great Britain, because as the Christmas music starts earlier and earlier, your brain tries to tune it out for if you're like some people, and this can be bad, Danny.
Yeah, I totally believe it. This was written by a father with children who are addicted to Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And I feel pretty confident saying that because that's the position I'm in. My kids started listening to Christmas music a week ago, and they've been singing it very loudly whenever it's not playing on the radio.
Danny, my kids didn't stop watching Christmas videos. That we watched Mickey's Twice Upon a Christmas on Netflix all year round.
Lucky you. Look at you. You've never got out of the spirit. You've always been in the Christmas spirit.
We were watching it in July.
Yeah,
that's crazy because that's always said if Christmas music and Christmas movies were so good, why wouldn't we celebrate them year-round? And you've proven that they are that good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
I think Pumpkin Spice is good enough to be year-round. I don't know why we should start a company that does Pumpkin Spice everything year-round.
Pumpkin Spice everything year-round. So you want to incorporate Pumpkin Spice into some, like, summertime foods? Like, you want to get it involved in, like, barbecue?
It's our business model.
Yeah.
It's our business model. We're building it on everything. Yep. Everything, the foundation is pumpkin spice.
Oh. An empire built on pumpkin.
Spice.
Pumpkin empire. Spice. Yes.
Pumpkin and spices.
Can you give me some ideas? Like, what would we do with it in the summer? Like, pumpkin spice watermelon?
Pumpkin spice Mountain Dew?
No. We can do pumpkin spice Mountain Dew. We already talked about how if you do anything to watermelon, you've ruined it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Don't touch watermelon. Hands off.
Yeah. You can do a pumpkin spice marinade for ribs, for chicken.
Flavored condoms.
Let's see what else you can do. Yeah, flavored condoms. I know that's high on Danny's shopping list. He always is like, but what about the flavored condoms?
Right.
And edible undies.
And edible undies. that when you purchase them are in a rose. They're in a rose shape.
They're right next to each other, like so you have to pick up both. Yeah.
What?
Where do you shop, Danny?
Just down at the local gas station.
Okay. Pumpkin spice fireworks. Yes.
Yeah, that's
course.
A great idea.
They smell. They smell. Instead of smelling burning, it smells like pumpkin
that's
spice.
That's actually a really good idea. That's was that a listener's idea or yours, Tyson?
No, I came up with that idea all on my own.
I like that one. That would be great if fireworks went off and smelled like pumpkin spice.
It smelled like
our
anything.
Friend John actually mm-hmm. came up with that. Oh. I lied. I stole the idea and then I couldn't bear the thought of stealing the idea from him.
Yeah. Matt Lefton says, what about pumpkin spice black licorice? It's disgusting and will kill you.
Yep.
Oh, black licorice? You know, my ears have perked up.
Yeah. I don't know why. Why does it still have to be black licorice?
Because it's already a terrible taste. So just throw some pumpkin spice on it.
Wrong. You guys, I think the cultured palate knows that black licorice is delicious.
Yeah. All right. Well, for the people most at risk with this Christmas music are actually the people who work in retail.
Makes sense.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Not only do you have people barricading the doors out in their tents, but inside you're being forced to listen to, it's like one of those sweatshops with the steam whistles.
No wonder these places are shutting down. Yeah. You think Amazon has to deal with any of this?
Right. They probably don't even play Christmas music.
No, because their robots don't have ears that operate their warehouses. Mm-hmm. So this only affects humans as far as I know.
So robots don't have ears?
Well, not the ones they have probably working in their warehouses.
They don't need ears. No, but how do they get commands and stuff?
Just Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't even think that they're Christian.
Who, the robots?
Yeah.
Well.
So you don't think they believe in Santa as a supreme being?
I think they have their own robot religion. I don't think that we,
Well, there's robot priests, so I think that Christianity thing.
Well, obviously
you just
the
said.
Robot priests are Catholic. Yeah.
I'm sure we've pushed our beliefs on them.
I don't know. I don't want to assume. I don't want to assume.
No, don't make that assumption. You could bump into a robot in the street and just assume he's a Christian, and that would be a really terrible thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so, we've programmed them to believe like we do, but eventually they're going to, with their awesome robot brains, come up with the actual truth, and it will be so unbelievable to us that we won't know what
well,
to do.
Well, actually, the robots will probably become gods themselves, and we'll just be these little animals that scurry around on their planet.
Yeah.
And then Santa Claus will be replaced by a giant chrome robot.
So you think they'll still be Santa Claus?
And the Christmas tree will be replaced by, I don't know, like tons of wires. So it'll basically...
Yeah. Most Christmas trees are just tons of wires.
Well,
anyways.
I know. 500 years from now, though, Santa Claus
it'll be
will
more
be
wires than
a chrome robot.
Than fake tree.
And then more wire than tree. Yeah, so that's the future starting right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It doesn't sound that bad.
It really doesn't.
Santa Bot, it does make a lot of sense that in terms of once the robots come online and become their own sort of artificial intelligence. When you think about it, they will in fact be like Santa Claus in, they will be watching your every move. They will have cameras mm-hmm. on you.
They give you everything.
Yeah, if you are good the whole year, you will be rewarded with a present one day out of the year. And if you are on the naughty list, then you'll go to the coal mines.
Yep.
Wow. I'm trying to figure out how to think like a robot would think right now.
Impossible.
So that when that time comes, I can appease them to maximum capacity.
Well, first of all, Tyson, you want to pick the right robot to think like. You don't want to think like the sex robot, okay? You got to think like a leader robot, a robot leader.
A robot leader. Yeah. Got it. How many stories have we covered so far?
Why? Is this too slow for you?
No, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay.
I think slow it down.
Slow it down.
Slow it way down,
well,
guys.
We've got a really important story to talk about from Danny's home state of Utah. Because there
and also my home
your
state.
Your former home state. Now your home state is Arizona.
The summer state. His summer state.
Well, This is a house.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is a high school that is being built in Farmington, Utah. Danny, do you know where that is?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's up north, by right, Tyson? Yeah, by Lagoon.
Yeah, it's by Lagoon. Lagoon is our is our theme park up there. It's not a theme park, an amusement park. If you have ever seen animals that look really, really, really sad. These guys have animals that look even sadder than that.
Why, 'cause
they have
it's
like
too
a
hot?
Little. No, they just have a zoo.
It's too small.
But it's like a really sad, small zoo. It's. I think this is my theory on their zoo at Lagoon, is that Hogle Zoo, the big zoo in Salt Lake, sponsors the sad zoo at Lagoon so that the sad zoo at Lagoon gets all the protesters
right.
And the Salt Lake Zoo can be protest free because they're like, well, at least they don't all have like obvious frowny faces like they do at Lagoon.
Sad zoo.
Yeah. Wow. This is
it
brilliant.
It is so sad.
Yeah, that actually does make sense.
It's a really sad zoo.
Right.
But that's been my theory. Like the tiger enclosure is like as big as like a guest bedroom, not even like a master suite, like a guest bedroom.
Right. Anything that's getting protesters should set up something that is similar but much worse, so the protesters
correct
go to that protest that other thing.
Yeah, that's really good idea.
Yeah,
really good.
At least we're not them.
Yeah, we're not them. Like, oh my god, can you believe what these guys are doing? Okay.
Yeah, go protest them. We'll be over here open for your enjoyment.
That's brilliant. Okay, well, there's a protest that's going on in Farmington over the high school mascot of this new high school. And it was selected, I believe, actually by the students. And they decided that the mascot of the Farmington High School should be the Phoenix. I believe the state capital of Tyson's new state.
Mm-hmm.
And they've said, okay, great. We will be the Phoenix, the Farmington Phoenix. The problem
sounds amazing.
Came up when one specific parent in the group, I believe his name is Kyle Fraughton, he was very concerned the plural of the word Phoenix, and that he ended up starting his own petition about this, where he was going to fight this. He didn't want to have this be a thing anymore. So here is why, according to a news report from the local news station.
But not everybody is focused on that message.
I've got kids that will go to this school, and that's a big part of it, is that I don't want I don't want it to be a joke. I don't want it to be a laughing stock.
Kyle Fraughton started a petition after realizing the plural of Phoenix is Phoenixes, which sounds pretty similar to a part of the male anatomy.
I don't want my kids being referred to as Phoenixes in high school.
Is this guy serious? What dad doesn't want his kids to go to a school where he can make fun of them and call them Phoenixes?
Phoenixes, Phoenixes, Phoenixes. Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
A good dad looks for opportunities to mock his teenage children, not protect them.
Yeah.
This guy can't be serious.
No, he's serious.
I hope they can have the principal from Rick and Morty be their principal too.
Yeah. Well, so this petition started by Kyle Fraughton, that he is well on his way. 2,953 people have signed the petition to change the name from the Farmington mascot to something else, not the Phoenix.
Maybe he just doesn't like the ambiguity, and he's like, if we're going to call it the Phoenixes, let's just rename it to Penises so that we're all clear on what it is we're saying.
So
Phoenixes, Phoenixes, 1, 2, 3. Phoenixes, Phoenixes.
That's a great cheer.
Now, the high school students are overwhelmingly in favor of keeping mascot as the Phoenixes.
Yeah. What high school boy is not in favor of keeping a mascot who sounds like penises?
Oh my goodness. I can see the homemade t-shirts now.
So many good ones. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Phoenix power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think the other schools could have Phoenix envy?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yep. They're all going to have Phoenix envy.
Yep. Phoenix envy.
Why can we have a cool nickname for our school?
Yeah, like a Phoenix.
Yeah. Now, somebody from the school district was also interviewed, and I'm not sure if they're in on it or not based on their comments.
And the Davis School District agrees.
The petition creator is entitled to his opinion. We don't share his opinion.
Confident that the students will mirror the mascot of their choice.
We think that students are going to rise to the occasion.
Stop it.
Okay. that guy obviously, yeah, he's in on the joke. That's a great inside joke. Rise to the occasion.
He's from the school district.
Either that or he's in denial. I think the students will, he's basically saying, will not use this as an opportunity to make fun of
it.
Well, obviously, he must be new or never have been around children.
He's the guy that came up with it, and now he has to defend it to the death.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because
he's
the
like,
phoenix
no,
will
it
rise.
Was good.
But will the phoenixes rise?
When you're in high school, they'll rise for no reason at all.
Yeah, riding the school bus, falling asleep in class, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He definitely knows what's up.
Yeah. That's
nice, Sindel.
This is the Farmington Phoenix football head coach after a tough loss. We were a bunch of phoenixes that were beat down this week. But are we going to let that stop us? Or are we going to rise again, phoenixes?
Rise from the ashes.
And the opposition's going to bring cold spoons to every game.
Why, that will help?
We've already covered this joke. It's scientifically proven to help.
Scientifically proven. Yeah,
more than
I feel
a cold
like,
fork.
Well,
here's the thing too. When you get a new high school mascot, a lot of times they let everybody who's going to go to that school vote on it. Like they have the students vote on the new mascot. I know when I went to a brand new junior high and they gave us three choices to choose from.
Yes.
So
do we know what the other choices were?
They were probably like some terrible Indian slur.
That, I know one.
That's pretty common.
I bet one was called, one was probably the dung beetle.
Dung beetle?
Yeah. And so they're like, we don't want that one. And then there's actually a mascot in Utah called the Beet Diggers, because sugar beets used to be a thing.
Mm-hmm. The Beet Diggers.
The Beet Diggers?
Yeah.
So Phoenixes is definitely better than Beet Diggers.
Red Devils?
Yeah.
The Red Devils.
Right, Red Devils. Yeah.
There are some comments as well from people that have signed the petition. One person, Carly Bates, weighed in. The school colors aren't even compatible with a Phoenix mascot, and that's got nothing to do with this whole penis predicament.
They're not pink?
Yeah. Pink and tan, I believe, are the school colors.
Pink and tan. Yeah, that doesn't really go along with the whole bird. Yeah. Firebird.
Not like a dark purple.
Oh my gosh. This is a missed opportunity if they really don't go with this. First of all,
and
it
what kind
proves
of logo?
Democracy
is it like a pretty veiny first is it a pretty veiny Phoenix?
Well, first of all, it proves that democracy doesn't work. Again. Well, if we've learned anything from this podcast is that voting means nothing. Like the vote of the majority when it comes to naming boats or high schools is meaningless. So for
or
once,
presidents.
Let the voice of the people be heard, and let's name this the Phoenixes. Let's not even name it the Phoenix. Let's just say Phoenixes.
Okay.
Phoenixes.
Let's just say Phoenix, which isn't even really a word. Mm-hmm. And they just have to go with Phoenix.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an update on that. If anybody wants to sign the petition, it's on change.org. Look up the petition to change the Farmington High School mascot. And
let's create a petition to keep it.
Keep it the same.
Yeah. Or change it to Phoenix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what do you want to change? You want to change it to to what?
To the Phoenix.
The Phoenix?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to change it to the Phoenix because why not just do it if we're going to do it, you know?
The phallus. The phalluses.
The phallus.
The phalluses.
Yeah. I mean,
go deep, Phoenixes. Right. Go deep.
Right. I think that what the high school students should do is then start a petition to change the mascot to the Farmington Penises, and then get more signatures. Like, oh, all right, fine. Phoenix is fine. Then just look.
Yeah, that goes back to Tyson's new strategy right there.
Yeah. Get them really worked up. Like, oh, we can't have it be the Farmington Penises.
It doesn't even, they don't even start with the same sounding letter sound.
Right.
By the way, the Greeks love
Farmington phallacies.
The Greeks and the Romans love phalluses. They put them all over the place. So if you really want to go Greek theme, the wiener's not a bad place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Danny.
Yes.
It's that type of thinking that have gotten a lot of people into trouble the last few weeks and months.
Hey, could you come in here? Did you know the Greeks used to wrestle naked?
Yeah, that's the
best. When do we start distancing ourselves from Danny and his ideals?
Yes, very quickly.
Guys, classical Greek ideals are timeless.
I have the same
timeless.
Agent as Danny, and I've already fired him. Just on a similar note, this is a email we got from that Dom guy, Dominic, not my son, about a ferry in Sydney has been renamed Ferry McFerry Face.
Was it a vote?
Will this ever end?
Yeah.
I'd almost start liking to hear people naming stuff Harambe again.
Go back to Harambe?
Because the McFacey Face thing is played out.
McPhoenix.
And I don't think it's one of those jokes. Yeah, I don't think it's one of those jokes that's going to keep going and going and going and everybody's going to be sick of it. And then eventually it goes so long that people are like,
yeah,
nah, it's funny again.
It's no wiener joke.
I don't think it's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, up in Canada, we love our Canadian news. There's a story this week about a bar looking for a new bartender who must have an appreciation for spirits and not the kind that get poured into a glass at a bar. There is
the Holy Spirit.
No, a haunted bar is looking for somebody to come in and work there. That is the Eagle Plains Hotel and Service Station, which has been described not unlike the Overlook Hotel in The Shining.
Wow. How much are they paying?
It doesn't say in the article, but there is some suspicious paranormal activity there.
Is this,
who are you going to call?
Is this paranormal activity being witnessed by lots of people or just one? Do we know?
Yeah, because if it's just by one person, all you got to do
get rid of that person.
Is commit that person. Yeah, get rid of that person and everything's fixed.
So this is from the article, and this is from FoxNews.com. When weird and strange things happen, we blame it on Albert, whose presence was definitely confirmed by a clairvoyant.
Yeah, that's nice. It's nice to have a get-out-of-jail-free clause. Who pooped in the planter? It was probably Albert. Who made this hole in the drywall? Ah, Albert. I mean, come on.
Yes. There's also an issue with that often you can end up being snowed in at the Eagle Plains Hotel and then end up for long stretches at time with its many taxidermied animals, Danny.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster. Not Albert disaster, but I mean, come on, that's the plot line of so many horror movies. Just shut it down.
Shut it down. So you would not recommend somebody going to go work at this place?
No. It sounds like eventually it will be the scene of a grisly incident.
Not for any amount of money?
Well, I don't know. How much money is worth your eternal soul, Tyson?
Wait, you're saying that they're going to also take my soul?
Yeah,
I'm saying we don't know what's going on there, but it has all the ingredients necessary for, you know, demonic possession, murder. It's just stay away.
Yeah, so do public park restrooms.
That's true. Yeah, but this one is like this just doesn't sound like a good situation.
Okay, well,
Tyson, I'm warning you. Look, if you want to go from Arizona and move your whole family up here in your station wagon and have a long scene that you film of you driving up the mountain road to the hotel that sits on top, that's up to you, but I'm recommending against it.
Okay.
Just saying.
But how much are they going to pay?
There's no
well,
amount.
Well, you get tips.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to work
oh,
for tips.
Okay. Yeah. How many people frequent the hotel?
I mean, I do think that that's the ultimate, you know, workplace excuse. And probably even at your house where you just say, like, no, it was the ghost. The ghost mm-hmm. did it. That wasn't me. I didn't leave all these dishes in the sink. This
I think
was,
R. Kelly. Oh, yeah. I think
I cleaned everything.
Yeah. I think R. Kelly was using that excuse, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Urine just comes out of the walls.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah. it's the
on
ghost.
People's faces, on people's faces, but not my face. Yeah. I don't know why it's not on my face.
I mean, he lived in that haunted house, and I think it was a ghost that urinated everywhere that he used to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So ghosts are really the living scapegoat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scapegoasts.
Yeah, scapegoasts.
I remember growing up and my mom would be like, where did that candy go?
Ghost.
And you'd always be like, no, we'd always say a robber.
A robber.
Yeah. I think probably a robber took the candy.
Yeah.
So you're saying this, a man broke into here and the only thing he took was the 6 feet of bubble gum.
That makes sense.
And then he left. Yes, mom. As far to my knowledge, yes, that's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is the subject of a lot of like food marketing between like the Hamburglar and the Cookie Crook that there do seem mm-hmm. to be a lot of bad guys who are out stealing kids' food.
Mm-hmm.
The Noid. Do you remember
yeah,
the Noid?
I do remember the Noid.
Would he steal your pizza or he would ruin your pizza?
Yeah, probably both.
Yeah. You wanted to avoid him. That much was clear.
Yeah, you definitely avoid didn't want to cross paths with the Noid.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's not a lot of products that have like a negative mascot anymore where it's like, hey, this guy is standing in between you and enjoying our product.
Yeah.
Somebody yeah, who's like really going to screw up the thing you're about to eat.
Yeah, the Phoenix.
Yeah. Yeah, the Phoenix.
Beware of the Phoenix.
The Phoenix would ruin a meal.
He'd be out there ruining everything. Okay. Speaking of ruining things, that there was a story that came to light this week about a man who was able to ruin his own interrogation by the police. His name is Sean Sykes Jr. He was facing federal gun and drug charges after being pulled over twice by the police in Kansas City. But he was so flatulent that the police were not able to interrogate him.
Is that a superpower?
It's a little bit of an X-Men ability.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, he definitely went to the school for the gifted. Xavier's school for the gifted.
Yeah.
It's like, what can you do? I can teleport. How about you? I can just fart endlessly and it smells terrible.
Fart on command endlessly and it's like the worst smell. No matter what I eat, it smells bad. Yep.
Yeah. Is that a tactic that somebody should use? If you were a lawyer, Tyson, would you advise your client before talking to the police that eat something that
is
going to cause...
Eat these beans. Eat these beans and a bunch of black liquor.
Yeah, so like instead of a cyanide pill, you know, that you bite down on when you get captured, you get something that makes you super gassy.
Right.
We could invent that. We could invent that. The fake tooth that is a stinky gas inhibitor. Or no, not inhibitor.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Amplifier,
yeah.
Amplifier.
You fight down on when you're in a situation you don't want to be in.
That's
like at
really
a wedding or... the police interrogation.
I mean, or like some sort of like if you're being, you know, cross-examined on the witness stand, you really want to, you know, throw the questioner for a loop. I think that this is a great idea. Some sort of like you're some sort of like a public figure. You sit down for like a one-on-one interview with a reporter. They lose their train of thought. You come off looking great that nobody can, unlike the fireworks that we're going to invent with pumpkin spice, that people won't be able to smell what's going on. The reporter won't want to seem unprofessional because it's sort of like that the reporter won't ask you like, excuse me, could you please stop being so flatulent?
Yeah,
how dare you? Like, how rude.
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you.
It's not that
blamer's
bad.
A flamer. That's like the first thing they teach in law school.
Yeah.
Yeah. He who smelt it, dealt it.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
the smeller's the feller.
Yep.
If somebody could have this superpower, would it be able to help them as they were, say, waiting online for long periods of time to get the best deal? Could they potentially, like, show up maybe an hour before
yep.
and then use their superpower to get people to leave the line?
That actually just crop dust, go up and down crop dusting, 30 minutes, clear everything out. It's like a biological weapon.
Yeah. And then people will say, no, that was you. You did this. I said, no, this line could be haunted.
It's Albert.
Yeah.
It was Albert.
It's probably a ghost.
It was Albert.
I bet it was a ghost.
It was probably that ghost.
This Best Buy was the scene of a grisly murder that involved a bunch of taxidermy and an old hotel.
They built this Best Buy on an Indian burial ground.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Pet cemetery.
Pet
yes.
cemetery. Terrible. Terrible how they did that.
Mm-hmm.
This was built on top of a sad zoo that Tyson managed.
It used to be a sad zoo.
I didn't manage any sad zoo.
Yes. And now, much like the phoenix, that the spirits are rising from the ashes.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. I mean, we've given a lot of strategies to the Friday shoppers.
Yes.
Black Friday shopper. Uh-huh.
And retail outlets.
Do you think any of them will apply those tactics that we've taught?
I would hope so. And if they do, they should report back.
Right. I mean, if you are the manager of a struggling retail operation, what you need to do is set up a bunch of tents outside your store today, put dummies inside mm-hmm. them, and get the foot traffic ready to go. And then if you are somebody who is suspicious that maybe your local retail outlet is giving you the, you know, Black Friday shim sham, then what you do is go and use your superpower to see if you could smoke them out. And then if you don't see any rustling in the tents, then you know that you are the victim of a retail outlet setting up a fake Black Friday campout scene.
By the way, you might want to, if you're the retailer, load those tents with sex dolls and possibly find yourself in a completely new industry by the end of the week.
So you want some sort of like a tent brothel city, Danny?
Yeah, so at first the tents look like people are lining up, but slowly lonely men begin to realize that the tents are filled with special dolls.
So you're saying that you think sex workers should frequent
robots.
Sex robots. Well,
yes.
Why? Why are you trying to put all of the human sex workers out of business?
Because the human needs to be fed. It's just there's a lot of overhead with a human. Whereas you buy the robot, your Best Buy, you probably have a bunch in the back anyway that never sold. And so you just load those into the tent. And if nobody wants to partake of the pleasure, they at least the tents look like they're occupied, right?
Right. But I'm saying that for the human sex workers, I feel like that this is probably a great place to drum up business.
Imagine?
All these lonely people that are waiting there, longing for human comfort.
Could you imagine the sex workers strolling up and down the Best Buy line? They've got like refrigerator boxes that they're carrying with them so they can actually have a nice enclosed space to perform their deeds.
Right. Best deal day.
By
Are these robot sex robots?
Yeah.
Either, but I'm looking out for the humans.
Yeah, he's looking out for the humans. Okay. By the way, that refrigerator box idea is a great idea for the traveling sex worker.
Hmm.
You need a
I'm
spot.
A
why don't you just
homeless?
Build that into their stomach?
No.
Like they could have
this
like
is
a
for
refrigerator
the, this,
chest.
No, this is for the human like, worker, Tyson, who needs a discreet place to perform their acts. They can just walk around with refrigerator boxes. And then they've got one right there.
Okay.
Bam. Plus a fort.
I get
if
it.
They've got kids.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. So they could do like a cushion fort?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So just like all you need is like really... four large couch cushions.
Right. From the sex couch.
Five for the body. Yeah.
Right. And
five
as long
for
as you're
bottom.
In your own tent, I mean, who's to say? Who's to say what's going on?
Well, and the box is for people who don't have tents. The tents, that's basically a house. But if you're the worker, you don't know that everybody in line has a tent. So you got to bring that refrigerator box as a backup.
Yeah. I think it's a fine line.
Yeah, exactly.
If I set up a tent outside of Best Buy, I mean, I'm allowed to be there, right? I'm allowed to camp. I mean, is it some sort of public fornication? If I'm in my own tent, do I have privacy?
I don't know. What if you pulled your RV up onto the sidewalk to get your space in line? Would that work?
I don't think you could pull an RV on the sidewalk.
No, you can. You can. A small RV.
Yeah, small RV.
Now, here's what you do. Like the little sleeper, a little sleeper box. Here's what you do. You park your RV out in the parking lot, and you put two lawn chairs in line. And then you just live in the RV.
And let your sex robot sit in the lawn chairs.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. We found a... So you're thinking a multi-purpose robot that not only performs lewd acts on you as the owner, but also then waits in line during Black Friday.
And can make a pizza inside her abdomen, as well as clean the house and take the dog for walks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that there's so much that a sex robot can really do. Don't get fixated on the one aspect of the robot.
Okay. All right.
The pizza making.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
So a lot to think about this holiday season, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I definitely want a robot. Just a little advice for sex workers, human and robot. You might want to turn the Christmas music up to 11, and then people will be so busy trying not to listen to that. They'll also just like try to avoid the situation.
Yep, that's actually a really good idea. I wonder if that's why retailers do it. They break you down mentally with the Christmas music so that you'll spend whatever you have to get the hell out of that store.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, a disclaimer here. I snuck off to go to the bathroom, so when I came back, this was the conversation. So I honestly don't know how we got here. And my
Let's be honest, I was my here the whole part time, I don't know how we got here.
And my part of the conversation may not even make sense. Like they're like, Tyson, I don't know what he's responding to. He's not.
It was weird. I didn't see you leave because I wasn't watching the video, but I was like, why is he trying to steer it away from the robot and the sex workers? I mean, it was very, very confusing, but now it all makes sense. I thought you were just being a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I still don't know what we're talking about exactly. What was the news story that we were...
Go back and listen to this podcast, and then you can comment on it next week. It's just too much to cover. Like Rob said, we don't even know how we ended up here.
We don't know how we got here.
But what was the headline of the story?
The story about the man who ended up being so flatulent. I mean, I feel you were there for that.
I was there for that.
I still don't know how you go from there to where we ended up. Like, how do we go from the guy... We went... Anyway, let's not retrace our steps. It's magical.
Yeah, we got robots on the brain.
I think we were just sort of recapping all of the stories about how you could be Danny talked about how he could be crop dusting all the people that are waiting in line at the
And then
spot.
Blaming it on Albert and then Tyson sad
circled it all the way back. Right. You tied it all into itself. I like that. So that gives us some closure at the end of this thing.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Of course, that Danny's Bolt Hole is up next. Of course, that here is the intro to Danny's Bolt Hole.
Oh, is it not playing? Oh, it is. Gorgeous voice. You're gonna like it. I know you will. I think you're gonna feel
you belong. Okay.
Now I know why you played that. You're right now you're acting. You're an actor. You're acting like you just played that. Get it out of the way so
it
all started to the bolt hole, and then you're gonna
clear it off the clear the deck for the bolt hole.
Now you're free to perform.
Is the deck clear? Is the deck clear? Or is there a song sitting there waiting, teetering on the edge of the deck?
I mean,
I know we only heard half.
Yeah, we heard the introduction.
I'm going to start, and then if the music does start to play, I'll just blame it on Albert.
Okay.
Because only a ghost would be so rude as to interrupt the bolt hole.
A Canadian ghost, though? I feel like
Canadian ghost,
extra
maybe
nice.
Okay, guys. It's hard. It's hard to talk like this when I know that there's something looming over my head. A big, beautiful song.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything
like a bunch of phoenixes from the ashes.
Yeah, there's like a giant phoenix hanging over my head about to come down and slap me in the back of the neck. Okay, Christmas. Christmas
is pumpkin spice firework.
So Christmas is coming, right? And I guess that the world has decided that Thanksgiving doesn't really matter anymore. It's like an animal that's dead in the middle of the road that you run over. But there's nobody.
But don't you remember when the pilgrims and the Indians?
Nobody cares about pilgrims. Nobody cares about their hats or the turkey. Turkey's disgusting anyway. It's not a great holiday.
Wow. Danny with the real anti-Thanksgiving take.
No. This is just...
No
the
wonder
vibe.
People are starting Christmas.
No
wonder people are starting Christmas early.
No, let me explain. I see people have had their Christmas lights on now for a week. It's like Thanksgiving doesn't matter. I'm complaining here. I'm trying to explain.
Needs a new publicist, and I think that maybe we are the three guys who can save Thanksgiving.
We really need to save Thanksgiving because it's gone. It's going the way of. I can think of a lot of things.
Here's the problem with Thanksgiving. It's sandwiched between one holiday where you get pillowcases full of candy, and another holiday where you get a room full of presents.
Yeah. So the worst thing, you want to do is be forced to be thankful in between those two holidays because that just makes you feel
you're
guilty.
Like, I don't need to be. Yeah. Why do I need to be thankful? I'm getting all this stuff regardless.
Mm-hmm. Right. I deserve this stuff for being born.
And Thanksgiving is really centered around a meal, and there's not really, like, the Thanksgiving shopping is really, like, you know, 3 days before, because the food will spoil. So I feel like that we need to incorporate something into Thanksgiving that we can really begin the Thanksgiving creep and start to get the shopping season for Thanksgiving starting earlier and earlier, where we could sort of take back some of November.
And by the way, let's all agree that the Thanksgiving meal is overhyped. Like, I would prefer a nice Taco Bell selection over Thanksgiving any day. Because turkey...
Yeah, let's make Thanksgiving great again.
Yeah. Why? By making it Taco Bell?
By having Taco Bell sponsor
it? I don't know.
It?
Well, listen to this. When I was a child during Easter? It was pretty boring.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm just telling you the progression of Easter. Now... We get presents for Easter, and we give presents for Easter. We need to figure out how we can capitalize off of Thanksgiving and also make it a draw that people look forward to instead of, like, trying to shuffle over quickly so we can get our presents at the end of December.
Thanksgiving presents.
Yeah, right now, the only thing to look forward to at Thanksgiving are all the stories about the people who try to fry their turkey and it starts their house on fire.
Yeah,
that's like the
which
highlight.
Is actually a blessing because then they get to start from square one all the way over again.
They get a new house,
all their possessions. Yeah.
Assuming they had insurance
that your house didn't burn down.
So I don't know how to make Thanksgiving sexier, but it definitely needs to be dressed down or up. I don't know. I'm kind of lost in that analogy, but anyway, so Thanksgiving gets just ran over. Nobody cares. The turkey is meh. The stuffing's okay. Yam, what the hell's yam? That's like something they ate 200 years ago.
Well, a lot of Christmas movies come out on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay, all right. So we have maybe
like Moana, like the hottest movies of that season come out on Thanksgiving.
So maybe make Thanksgiving into movie day. Like,
yeah, but do like free movie day where people are waiting in line forever and for days on end, and then they're going so they can't be two places at once. They either get to see their movie or they get to go to Best Buy for the next day.
Maybe we need a whole rebranding, and instead of Thanksgiving, we should try to turn it into Thanksgetting.
Thanksgetting.
Because as we all know, don't let the hype fool you. It's much better to get than to give. So we need to figure out how to make this into Thanksgetting all November long, where you are getting, and then people
in preparation
can't wait
for Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay, actually, that
right,
is
getting. Ooh, I do like it.
That is a perfect segue into my actual bolt hole story. Which there was a study that was done, and it showed that 69% of Americans
good number.
Would skip exchanging gifts if their friends and family would agree to it.
Yeah. 69%
I'm
of Americans
one of those people.
Thinks that Thanksgiving is equal to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are kind of catching up with what we're saying here, and that is giving gifts is a pain in the butt. We all give gifts to people that they don't want or need. So basically what we're doing is spreading out the garbage and spreading out the money, and nobody's happy.
Let me tell you this. Rachel's family does. So my family, we do family gifts where you just focus on the children, get them something that like either a movie or a game or something that they can use. And that's a pretty safe and good way to go. Rachel's family draws names and then they give presents to that one single person with a limit of $50. I have yet to receive a gift that I've actually used since I've been dating Rachel. It goes in the pile. I am not allowed to give it to DI for like 6 years, and then I can give it to DI or Goodwill.
Let me tell you, Tyson, one way to get rid of those presents is to fry a turkey inside your house and not to thaw it beforehand. But let me just tell you that at my house, we've been working really hard. My wife and I don't give gifts to each other for anything ever.
Wow.
And then I've actually convinced her this year to give our kids just one present.
Wow.
Right?
Can I
one
move in
nice
with you, Danny?
Present. Yes, you can. We actually, this room is available right now. The one I'm podcasting in would be convenient. So,
And also, when you have to do the podcast, Rob also has to do the podcast. So it's not like you'd ever need it when he's not in there.
So my wife and I have been working really hard to reduce the amount of presents. But even then, my kids get so much stuff from other people that it's almost as if it's completely irrelevant that we give them just one present. They have presents coming in from all other places, and half of them are in this room broken in boxes, and it's just garbage. I need a good turkey fire to start clean again.
Wow. Turkey fire.
I actually feel like when I get presents when I get presents and Rachel's like, you're not that excited, it's because I feel bad about A, people wasting the money on it, and B, me knowing I'm never going to use it. So it just is like clutter in my house until I have the freedom to just get rid of it. And it's like,
I feel like maybe we're onto something. So forget Thanksgiving. We need Thanks-taking of somebody like, thanks for taking all of my stuff.
Oh, like a mover.
No, this is what it is. So you get rid of all the crap you don't want, and you get to trade it in for one cool thing of your choosing.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Redemption.
So you gather a heap of junk. Yes, a heap of junk, a resurrection, something. Gather a heap of junk. You take it down to some place where you get to choose one thing out of their stuff to take home.
Exchange day. We have exchange day.
The junk? Like maybe people could just start like setting up like Black Friday, best deal day of people like that just like camp out. Like you have this like homeless people camp out in front of your house. And then the guy who's there first, he gets the first pick of all the stuff you're going to give away. And second person gets the next pick. And then like the better house you have, like the more people will line up.
That's true, but I don't want to have to go out and divvy all that stuff out. I want to like have a dump truck just dump it in the road, and it all has to be gone. I can't look out there 2 days later to find out that half of it's still
there's
in the
an incendiary
of the road.
Device at the bottom of the pile that will ignite if it's not all collected by like 48 hours.
Will it blow
48
up
hours.
Pumpkin spice smell?
It will. Yes, of course. I mean, that's just what goes without saying. It will release a pumpkin spice smell to let people nearby know that it's igniting and they better get there fast.
Okay.
Mixed with pheromones to really, you know, amplify the sexual juices to get those people there immediately.
Plus the smell of mercury that's leaking from all the electronic devices.
Right. It's not the holidays without it.
Anyway, guys, so I think that a lot of people would agree with us. 69% would skip holiday gifts. I think that we're all being oversaturated with garbage, and it's becoming a problem.
It's too much.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm. I buy myself my own presents that I actually most of the time want.
Yeah, because we're adults, and that's what adults do.
Yeah. I'll still sometimes buy myself presents that I regret. I'm like, I didn't really want that. And now it's past the 30-day Amazon. So what I'm going to have to do is buy another one and then call them back and be like, you guys sent me two of these instead of just one. And I didn't want it in the first. I don't know.
Well, Rob,
there's got to be.
I will keep this room available. Mm-hmm. And I will start setting a plate for you at my table every dinner.
Every dinner,
like the prophet Elijah or whatever.
And tip the chair in when he's not there.
Yeah, so just so you know, there's an invitation just in case you want to come here,
Danny,
and partake of the zero present policy.
Oh, man. No clutter.
No clutter.
Yeah. Every day.
No pretending that you got exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Just fake enthusiasm. Leave that in California.
So many things to be excited about. All right. Well, great job on
this holiday season.
News AF today. I thought this was a very fun one.
Yeah, it was good news AF.
Do we have any good reviews or even negative reviews?
Oh, you want to hear a negative review?
Yeah, do we have any negative reviews? I feel like those are just as funny.
They may be, okay. But...
NewsAF.news to leave us a review. Of course, also, you can become a part of the Group AF Facebook group, which is always passing along news stories for us on Facebook. Group AF is the location for that. I believe it's go to facebook.com/groups/group_AF for all of that. Sorry, no underscore. Group AF.
And what other types of things can you see on the Facebook page?
You could see the archive of the video. If people, some people may not even know that we do a video of this.
They'd be missing out on seeing our three handsome video. Faces.
Yeah. So you can watch the video version of that. Of course, submit stories. Read the other stories that people are submitting as well. Even the NSFW ones before I get to delete them. So that's all there in Group AF.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And is there anything else in there?
No, not too much. Some bots also that try to put some spam in there, and we shoot that down. David Baltazar also wants to wish us a happy belated 2-year anniversary. I'm not sure exactly what the News AFversary is, but I think we are pretty close to that.
I think we all will sense it or did sense it as like a moment. We felt a tingle in our loins, and we knew that it had been 2 years.
Yeah, so right around, I remember like late October, 2015. That was
I felt something. I felt something.
Okay, Tyson, no reviews coming up.
He's at 80 gigs.
Yeah,
I mean at 80.
Is Tyson frozen? Like a?
I'm here. I'm back.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
What's going on?
For some reason, it disconnected from my phone.
Fine. Yeah.
That's fine. It's T-Mobile. It's because you opened iTunes. Probably downloaded all those podcasts.
Yeah, but it disconnected my Wi-Fi for a half a second.
Yeah.
So now I've got this, the pinwheel spinning because it cut out halfway through. So you need to tell me what else is on that Facebook page.
Okay. No.
No, let's work on hashtags.
Okay,
I've got one.
Okay, what do you got, Danny?
I got Let the Phoenixes Rise.
Spinning.
Okay. All right, let the Phoenix. We got a couple options today. Let the Phoenixes Rise. Hashtag Best Deal Day. Hashtag.
I like Best Deal Day.
Scapeghosts. Even I like that. Hashtag Thanksgiving.
Scapeghosts. You said
Scapeghosts was one of them.
I like it. All those are pretty
Phoenix
solid.
Envy.
Yeah, I like all
Phoenix
of those.
Envy is good.
What
Best
do like?
Deal Day. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So you're saying go with Best Deal.
Yeah, I wanted to go with something with the Phoenixes because I'm basically that's
spell,
where
though.
My brain is at. Yeah. But yeah, it is. I don't even know how to spell it.
Sad Zoo also.
I know how to spell it. Phoenuses.
All right.
Or Penis.
All right, Tyson, what's the call?
US. I am still killing just like 5 more seconds. We're almost
Danny,
here.
What's
we're almost
call?
Here, guys.
What's the call?
On
call
the, better on the hashtag.
The call. What's the call on the
best
hashtag?
Deal day? Best deal
best
day.
Deal day. Okay.
All right. Best deal day. I didn't understand that either until I heard Rob ask you that, and then I was like, oh, he wanted me to choose a thing, and I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Excellent by Markington.
Mark Markington.
Is he George Foreman's? anyway, go ahead.
I enjoy watching Big Brother and listening to Rob Sesternino's podcast about it. I realize that I enjoy the podcast more than the show, due in large part to Rob's dry sense of humor.
Very dry.
Then I realized I can get my daily dose of Sesternino humor without having to sit through a terrible show about a bunch of losers and lunatics living in a soundstage.
Yeah.
Joy! Exclamation point.
That was good.
Yeah, just take the reality show out of the equation.
Well, at least one of us is hilarious. I think I'm the serious one, and then Danny is kind of like the fact checker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm the librarian of AF.
All right.
Yeah, the secretary.
All right. Well, great stuff once again. Of course, you could follow Tyson on Twitter and see his periscopes about golfing at Tyson Apostle. Mm-hmm. Danny is at Danny Bryson. We'll be back next week for Thanksgiving week. So very excited to be back with you guys next week for our special holiday themed episode coming up next Tuesday. Special thanks to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Shaka bros. We did it.